Rosenberg here again from Culture Watch, reading a August 13, 2020 piece on Kamala Harris. As you all should know by now, Joe Biden has picked California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate. But there is plenty of stuff you would not know if you simply relied on the leftist mainstream media. If you go by what they have been saying, he would be led to believe that she is some sort of moderate, and in fact that she's the first Black American woman to run as a VP. Of course, she's nothing of those things. While the 55-year-old has flip-flopped a lot over the years, she is now proud to be a hard-left Democrat. She favors open borders, she is anti-police, she wants to do away with private health insurance, she wants Medicare for all, she supports the Green New Deal, she wants free college tuition, and of course she is fiercely pro-abortion, to name but a few of her radical beliefs. More on all that in a moment. And it's rather odd to hear her being called a Black American or African American. She isn't either. Her mom is from India and her dad is from Jamaica. But hey, anything to help the cause of grievance politics and identity politics. Indeed, it's interesting. She's actually descended from not slaves, but slave owners, as I link to. Given that leftists like her insist that people today are somehow guilty for the sins of their great-great-great-grandparents and must make reparations, will she offer to do that on behalf of her forebears? Or will that be something the MSM refuses to mention as well? So why was she picked when she did so poorly during the primaries, dropping out so very early? The truth is, the 77-year-old Biden is well past his use-by date and should be in a retirement home by now. We all know his mental abilities are getting worse by the day, and there's no way he will last the distance. The Democrats know it is not Biden who will be sitting for a long time in the White House if they win in November, but Harris. And her hyper-radicalism is just what the modern Democratic Party wants. Recall that she is the one who said the ICE agents, those who seek to defend the border and keep the nation safe from illegals, are, quote, domestic terrorists and like the KKK. As to the standard hard-left agenda items, John Poulton of the Family Policy Alliance says this about her radicalism. Harris first gained notoriety on LGBT issues when, as Attorney General in California, she refused to defend Proposition 8, the constitutional amendment protecting marriage that was passed by the voters of California. Later, as Attorney General, she personally performed same-sex weddings. As a presidential candidate, she zealously advocated the entire LGBT playbook, plus some of her own additions. These included forcing school students to share bathrooms and locker rooms with those of the opposite gender, overturning Trump's ban on transgenders in the military, establishing a White House LGBT czar who would work with agencies throughout the federal government to advance this agenda, and forcing taxpayers to subsidize so-called sex change surgeries through guaranteed coverage in her Medicare for All plan. And Poulton makes it clear where she stands on the matter of religious freedom. She wants to greatly limit it. Senator Harris seems to only have one approach with regard to religious freedom, and that's to limit it. In fact, she introduced a bill to do exactly that. Her so-called Do No Harm Act would forbid First Amendment religious freedom protections if their religious views were deemed to be discriminatory against people who identify as LGBT. In other words, Kamala Harris In her world, the LGB worldview trumps religious freedom every time. And as a senator, Harris also stirred up controversy when she attacked a Catholic whom President Trump nominated for a federal judgeship. She called him an extremist simply because he was a member of the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic fraternal organization. More can be said on her radical anti-family agenda. Just one more item. Democrat California Senator Kamala Harris, co-sponsored a bill that would force public schools to allow biologically male athletes who identify as gender, transgender, on girls' sports teams. And of course, Harris is all about power and control, as Democrats tend to be. Another thing the MSM will not bring up is how she had an affair with a married man early on to help her advance her own political career. Quote, Kamala Harris may talk a big game about protecting the rights of women everywhere. She may claim she wants women to be judged not on their looks but on their character. Yet her own personal actions undermine this message. Would Kamala Harris be as powerful a senator today running for the presidency if she had not had this affair with well-connected, much older, married Willie Brown? How is this woman's rights best interest represented by a woman like Harris who used her own sex to advance her career? Harris, to say the least, is a hypocrite. What's more, her actions run contrary to her words about women being equal. If she really believed her own rhetoric, then why didn't she solely rely on her skills and education to climb the career ladder? Why debase the call for equality by achieving advancement between the sheets of a powerful man's bed? But only Trump's past life in this regard seems to be fair game for the media. See some of these other links for her rather seedy past. When she was top prosecutor in San Francisco for 7 years, she did poorly on things like dealing with child sex abuse cases, and she, of course, ordered a raid on the home of whistleblower David DeLeon, who was uncovering Planned Parenthood and its selling of baby body parts. Indeed, the whole issue of abortion is crucial here. Of course, this will be the most pro-death team yet on offer by the Democrats. We know they want only those who think that baby killing is a fundamental human right, even a holy sacrament. And Harris has made this quite clear about her own pro-death views. As Operation Rescue says about her, she has been bought and paid for by Planned Parenthood, which yields incredible political power on the left. Whatever Planned Parenthood says goes in the Democratic Party. Harris was Planned Parenthood's pick, said Operation Rescue President Troy Newman. Video evidence of their criminal conduct, which included profiteering from the trafficking of aborted baby remains, many of which were obtained through the use of the illegal partial birth abortion procedure, were submitted to Harris during her tenure as California Attorney General. But she had close ties to Planned Parenthood organizations there, as evidenced in documents obtained by Operation Rescue. Instead of investigating evidence that they were committing crimes, she turned her investigation over to CMP journalists in order to protect her large campaign contributor. In total, $81,000 had flowed into Harris's Attorney General campaign offices during the 5-year time Planned Parenthood affiliates were involved with her. At the behest of Planned Parenthood, Harris engaged in a conflict of interest by ordering a raid on the home of David DeLeon, lead investigator for the Center for Medical Progress, for which Newman served as a board member. during the search, all original work products obtained during the CMP undercover investigation were improperly seized. Harris literally owes Plarenhood in large part for her launching and supporting her career. One could say much more, including about her anti-police stance. Recall how she tweeted in June that people who contribute to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help bail out those who were arrested for rioting and looting there. So, defund the police while funding criminals? And she's a moderate? I would hate to see what a radical looks like. Biden and Harris have both fully succumbed to the far-left agenda of their party. They are the dream team of the hyper-left progressives who want to fundamentally remake America into their own sordid image. The contrast between them and the Trump-Pence team could not be greater. And given the likelihood of a very short shelf life of Biden, should they win, we know this is really all about a Harris presidency. Heaven help America if that happens.
Bill Muhlenberg's Culture Watch podcast is a production of The Good Source, presented by Bill Muhlenberg. Thousands of Bill's articles can be read on his website, billmuhlenberg.com. To watch, listen to, or read more media without the SJW PC fact filter, visit goodsource.news. That's good, S-A-U-C-E, .news. Become a Good Source supporter for exclusive access to live and unedited interview recordings, including the conversations before and after the show.